Throughout the course of church history, teachers and leaders have addressed the work of preaching to clarify the task, criticize existing preaching or preachers, warn about trends in preaching that can be detrimental to the faith, and review and reestablish the work of preaching on the firm ground of biblical counsel and example. Students and practitioners of preaching will appreciate the value of such works for reinforcing and reforming this important work. Not all such helpful works have come from preachers or theologians. One little-known but insightful critique of the state of preaching comes from an unlikely source. In what constitutes an extended aside in his epic poem celebrating the work of God throughout the English countryside, William Cowper, who lived from 1731 to 1800, detoured into a scathing assessment of the state of preaching in his day in the English churches surrounding his countryside. The task mainly celebrates the glory of God as displayed by the creatures and people of rural England, but Cowper's meditation led him to think about the cities of England, and as he pondered the state of cities in his day, Cowper looked for reasons to explain the corruption and immorality rampant in places like London. He considered that one of the primary culprits presiding over the growing decay of the cities was the preaching of the word in English churches. Simply put, preachers and preaching in Cowper's day looked nothing like the Apostle Paul. Because of this, true religion was losing its hold on the lives of people and their culture. Neither a theologian nor a preacher himself, Cowper nonetheless wrote powerfully about the need to reform the work of preaching. Cowper composed his account in blank verse, a venerable poetic form most powerfully used by John Milton in Paradise Lost and other works. The essay that this book contains is likewise set in blank verse to capture something of the rhythm, flow, and pace of Cowper's account. An essay on preaching is intended neither as a handbook on preaching nor an assessment of the state of all preaching in our day. Rather, grateful for the bluntness and brilliance of Cowper's account, I offer his critique as an if-the-shoe-fits-wear-it mirror for preachers in our day.